Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
When I was preparing this homily for today and looking through these readings, praying with these readings, something very, very simple stuck out to me in that second reading there, Hebrews. He thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. God alone is trustworthy. In a world marked by sin, corruption, craziness, God is trustworthy. We can't guarantee that what we have today will be there tomorrow. We don't know the time when our Lord will come. It could be in 30 seconds when he comes again in glory. It could be in 1,000 years. We don't know. And it's outside of our control. But God is trustworthy. Brothers and sisters, where is your treasure? Is it with the one who is trustworthy? Where is your treasure? As a young man, my family greatly enjoyed hunting, and we stored up some treasure for ourselves. We like to take the animal skins and preserve them to make clothing out of them. Very frontiersman-like. But there's a problem with that. The moth, clothes moths, they get into them and they destroy everything. We lost all these animal skins that we had preserved, worked so hard to preserve. And then I understood this gospel where the moth destroys. I didn't know moths could destroy. They can destroy. The moths can destroy. Rust can destroy. Financial crisis can destroy. Ill health can destroy. All sorts of things in this life can destroy, but there is one who is trustworthy. One place we can put our treasure where it's never destroyed, where the thief cannot, will not ever break in and steal, where there are no moths to take the fruits of our labors and destroy them. No, brothers and sisters, invest in God who invests in you. Jesus Christ spilled his blood to redeem you. He invested in you. And he asks that you do the same. Turn around, take your treasures, take your heart, and invest them in the Lord who is trustworthy. If you think about Abraham, really his faith is almost unbelievable. To get this call from God, this is a very old man. Surely has to struggle with being set in his own ways. He's done things a certain way his whole life. And God comes to him and asks him to drop everything, leave, and go to a new land. Doesn't even tell him what the land is. He just says, go. And Abraham gets up and goes. We might think Abraham would have a right to have some kind of a grudge against God. God, if you're so good and trustworthy, if you're going to give me this land, how come you haven't given me a single son? How come I'm still childless? How come you haven't delivered for me? You're asking me to drop everything and follow you, to go to a foreign land, and yet, somehow, through faith, Abraham knew that the one who was making the promise was trustworthy. He, Abraham, is our father in faith. the one who stepped out when it looked like he had no reason to do so, when it looked like everything was against him. And so he received from the Lord, because he stepped out in faith, because he believed that God was trustworthy and invested his entire life to the Lord. And when the Lord asked again, after God had provided a son to Abraham, the heir, the one who was to carry on the legacy, the name of Abraham, Isaac, his only son, God asked for that sacrifice. And Abraham said yes again, because God is trustworthy. He believed that God had the power to raise even from the dead. He believed that God is trustworthy. Brothers and sisters, the real secret of Abraham is that if we do not invest in the Lord, the moth does come, the thief does break in and steal. Abraham did the best thing he possibly could do for his son Isaac and put him in the hands of God, who is trustworthy. And because Abraham had that faith, we have the entirety of the Hebrew salvation history all leading up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is trustworthy. Where is your treasure? What is your treasure? Hand it over to the Lord. The more we cling to the good things God has given us, the more the thief breaks in, the more the moth comes in and destroys. Take what is most precious to you. Turn it over to the Lord, who is trustworthy.